Blog Talk Radio. Breaking news.
Ushering in a new era. This is the War of the Words.
All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of War of the Words, number 81, coming at you as we continue on through the weekend on this conflict. 24, goodness, man. Doing a bit of a wrap up this week on the radio. Next week, we're going to be bringing some awesome interviews to you. Before we get things started, I always like to thank MMA, Fight Night Live, iPugilist, and of course, you can check them out as well as us, War of the Words, on Facebook. So if you get a chance, please do so. Got an awesome show for you today. You know, we've been talking about this Conflict 24 card, the event, you know, been sold out before February, coming up February 21st. It is a absolutely stacked card, and you know, leading all the way up to the top, being the main event between Jason Ronan Hicks and Stephen Big Fish Bass, man, two awesome fighters with excellent records, elite, great representations of what we do here in the South, and just an amazing cast to an amazing card, man. One of the reasons that this Mimminter Auditorium is so sold out. For those of you who may not remember, he was on the Ultimate Fighter, I believe season 14. I think he fought for Team Bisping in the featherweights, quarter finalist. Just a great guy, a great season. You know, there's a lot of guys coming out of that season, a lot of success. Stephen Bass, of course, being one of them. So, great show today, man. Enough for me. We're going to go ahead and get him on out here. Everybody, Mr. Stephen Bass. Stephen, man, how you doing today?
Hey, good, real good, man. Real good. Glad to be on.
Thanks, man. It's a pleasure to have you. You know, we have been talking about this card, goodness, for some time now. It seems like forever, especially for us on the conflict side, that we didn't have a card in January. So one of the first things that I wanted to ask is, because this headline has been so big, is how did this all sort of come about?
You know, I've got some new guys in the gym, man. I just recently opened my own spot at the end of last year, or not last year, 2013. Yeah, pretty much got going. I was just going to do some light stuff, some you know, just mess around with a little boxing and everything. And then I ended up at Judgment Day Boxing, working with some guys, and met Robbie Collum, Jason Screen. Few guys that had some MMA fights. They already had an MMA fight apiece and hadn't done any jiu-jitsu, any kind of, like, they're wrestlers that learned to box a little. So I took them under my wing, started training them a little bit, and, you know, you got to get your hands dirty when you're training. So I had to start training myself. And lo and behold, Rob Collum, Robbie's dad, I'm calling him the new Don King of MMA, he talked me into getting off my lazy butt, man, and getting back in a cage, and I'm glad, you know, I'm thrilled. It's awesome, you know, being back in the saddle. That's why I did this, you know. That's why I opened my own gym. It was just a matter of the situation being right, getting some guys to train with, and I got a good crew right now, and we're doing work.
So you would definitely say then that the that it's kind of been like a relighting, a reignition of your MMA torch, and maybe coming in and seeing that fire in these guys has lit that up in yourself.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah. It's, you know, I've had some rough goes, you know, a few surgeries, had some stuff over the years that have, you know, held me back and slowed me down. And it's just been you know, once you start having to try to reclimb that hill, it's a tough, you know, going from 8-0 to dropping two fights in a row, you know, post three hernia surgeries, and just not feeling good about it. You know, the training wasn't right. It was a lot of things that needed to change in order for me to get back in the cage. And those things are all right now. And it's, you know, this is what I do. This is my, you know, my job, so it's just it's good to be back in.
Absolutely, man. In coming from, you know, I lived in Savannah for about 10 years, went to college there, was, you know, definitely involved in, you know, rooting and stuff on the Ultimate Fighter and everything. So, you know, I've been knowledgeable about that. You know, we kind of come from the same place. I definitely want to ask this before we jump into conflict, because I know I got a lot of emails about this. How did the time on the Ultimate Fighter, how was that for you personally? And I don't mean like, you know, did you get more fans, stuff like that? I mean, like, when you came out
did you learn
about yourself? Go ahead.
It was a really good experience. I went into the house, you know, I made it on the show, won my fight to get in the house. I was on a 17-month layoff. Like I said, I fought J.C. Pennington here in Savannah. That was, like, God, October 2010. Ended up with two hernias that I had to have repaired by surgery in April of the next year, and then it was just a slump, man. It was, you know, I was still 8-0, just grinding through it, trying to get by, and got picked up by the show, you know, went to try it out, and they liked me. How could you not, you know? But I got out there and realized that coming off of a year and a half, like I wasn't the athlete that I was. You know, I went out there, I submitted Carson Lindjoint in the second round of the fight to get in the house, and, man, I realized about halfway through the first round that I was not in shape, that I was not, like, I was not the athlete that I was before. I was not the savage that ran through people for 3 5-minute rounds, and I did what I had to do to get the W. Couldn't even stand up. I triangled him, and they're trying to. They had two more fights. You know, they rented out the Mandalay Bay, so we fought in Mandalay Bay with 15 people in there. You know, there's Dana White, Bisping, a few other guys like UFC guys, and that was, you know, going on. Like I said, a 17-month layoff to walking out in the Mandalay Bay and fighting, finishing up, and I go get up, and my legs just wouldn't, they weren't firing. I had to stay, like, I had to have help getting up. Like, I my legs were just jello. I went to the back, they're trying to rush me off to an interview, and I went and got in a cold shower and dry heaved and shot up some fluid. You know what I mean? It was just a rough go.
Yeah.
But getting in there, you know, getting in, and like I said, knowing I was in the position I was in, like, knowing that I was out of shape. Like, it was very obvious. Everybody saw it. I had a target on my back, you know. Went in, started training my butt off, getting it done, and got a quick draw. Like, I fought in a week and a half, I think. Week and a half after fighting Lindjoint, I fought again, and just everything, once again, you know, just, man, I had just a tough go at things. My jaw got really messed up from a rear naked choke from Michael Bisping. That he didn't finish, by the way. And just, you know, that was 3 days before the fight, like hard sparring sessions. But being there for 6.5 weeks, being around those guys, I know I can compete at that level. You know, I trained with them for 6-7 weeks. You know, TJ Dillashaw on my season. Let me just say, I knew that kid was something special when I trained with him. He was definitely a standout. You know, a lot of the stuff that he does is just, you know, he's a spectacular athlete. And then adding Dwayne Ludwig to his camp was just the nail in the coffin that he was going to be a world champion. You know, that's all. I was like, he just needed to tighten up his striking a little bit. That's what we talked about, you know, and I said, he did his job. He's still doing his job, but man, being there, it's dedication, man. That's what I learned from that. All you have to do is want it. You know, if you want to do this more than you want to do other stuff, you can. You know, that goes for anything in life. People talk about wanting to do things, but then don't put in the work congruent to that goal. You know, I want to be a millionaire, but then they sit on Facebook for 6 hours a day. Like, Facebook ain't going to make you a millionaire, bud.
Yeah, trust me, I know that more than anybody. Absolutely. It's the same thing I do all the time. The things that I teach and things that I do, you know, somebody wants to learn to play guitar and they have all these giant band aspirations or whatnot. And then, you know, they get in there
and
can't play a song. Yeah, they can't play a song, and so they're frustrated.
Yeah,
because
and then they practice for 30 minutes twice a week, and it's never going to work. You know? Okay,
exactly.
20 hours. I'm going to do this for 20 hours a day till I don't suck at it anymore. And most people aren't willing
exactly.
to do that.
No, man. The priorities are backwards. They practice twice a week for 30 minutes, but they've already got 50 printed band shirts and hair dye and a photo
yep.
shoot already set up. You know? But not putting the real actual work in where it counts the most, you know. So I could agree with that 100%. I do have a personal question to ask you, though, about your time on Ultimate Fighter that I actually want to know is, you know, I've been a part of the MMA game for a long time, man, since I was young. And I wanted to know, Bisbing, in real life, is he cool? Is he a Wang? You know, I know how he gets portrayed.
You know what?
How is he just day to day?
I'll tell you, we had a rough situation. I beat the only Wolf Slayer guy. Like, I beat a guy they flew across the pond to be on the show. You know, I beat a Wolf Slayer fighter to get in the house and then ended up on his team. And we did not get along, but it was, I mean, there was definitely tension. And then it just seemed like the guys weren't really there to coach us, you know. they weren't. It was kind of they spent a lot of time out and about, and you know, it was a fun game. And he's awesome as far as his skills, and like his get ups are second to none. His ability to not be held down, to you know, to not get put on his back and kept there is impressive. And I took that, you know, I've studied that a lot and tried to add it to my game. But I mean, we had a few instances, like my second fight where I fought Bermudez. I come in 3 days before my fight, and they want to do boxing with takedowns. I'm like, nice, we'll go nice. And I'm like, yeah, I'm fighting. And like, we knew I was fighting. Like, we knew I was fighting. And we come in, and he's got two fresh guys doing five-minute rounds, and they're switching halfway through and just beating the shit out of me. Really, you know what I mean? I'm smoked, trying to cut weight. And I got fresh guys like Dillashaw. And TJ was one of them. And they just, like, finally after the third round, I mean, they caught a little clip of that. I threw my head gear off. I'm like, what is the game plan here, to exhaust me so I have nothing left? And, you know, anybody that knows anything about exercise understands the need for muscle recovery, understanding what DOMS is, and the delayed onset muscle soreness. Like, you got to rest. You have to, especially when you're cutting weight. So then I come back in that same afternoon, and we're going to do get-ups. Like, I did two rounds with him and two other rounds with it was like Akira and I think Brimage. But that's when he cracked my jaw. Like, we were, you know, I'm working from the bottom, literally just being under a 200. He was 230 pounds on the show. And literally just, they just smoked me, you know. They just smoked me 3 days before my fight. And the same thing, like, I got up once, and he, like, on the way back down, like, where I'm going back to my back to work a get-up again, like, he bulldogs me to the ground, like, ends up taking my back, and he's ripping on my chin, not on the choke. He didn't have the choke. I ended up sitting out, like, getting out of it. But, man, then, like, I'm in there cutting weight, and I thought I had an ear infection because I got water in my ear from a salt bath. I mean, TMJ, man, the guy ripped my jaw out of place. Like, no big deal. No big deal. Like, I've had it before.
You're all good.
Got, like, yeah, I mean, it's, but it was like,
you're good to go,
that,
bro. You're
you know?
Good to go. No thing.
Yeah, I just, and it's like, those are injuries. That's stuff I've dealt with before. You know, it's not a big deal, but as far as a human being, good guy, like, he has his spots, you know. Like, he's the heel of a lot of people's jokes, and it makes him, you know, I can see how it's frustrating for him, but he wasn't malicious, you know. I just think that might be how they do things, you know. I don't know.
Who knows, man, with those guys.
Talked,
that's
yeah,
awesome, man.
After, you know, we talked after the fight. Like, they had that little clip of that, too, where, like, we were in the van, and everybody was talking about how bad he shitted me. And all the guys are talking about it. They're filming it, and I'm like, yeah, no, you know what I mean, whatever. And I was like, I'm not going to let the first time he hears this be when the show comes out. So I went to him and told him, I said, hey, man, like, just, you know, like, we talked about it when the sparring happened, but, like, you smoked me. Like, that was not good. Like, I had nothing left in the tank. I went into the fight with a black eye from him, you know, from a 230-pound guy. He really, it just kind of beat me up a little bit before my fight. And you know, once again, like I said, as far as a human being, like good guy, like we talked to Smalley and stuff, and he invited me out to come train. I want to take him up on it. Like I said, I'm really like his ability to get up, like how he's, you know, butt won't stay on the mat for long is impressive to me. And you know, I look up to him as an athlete and his skills are there. But we just had. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me? Steven, you there? Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello? Oh, I lost.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh, sorry, my phone jumped.
Oh, you're okay. You're okay. Can you hear me now?
It's not you, it's me. It's not you, it's me, Eric.
Oh.
But yeah, man. So I mean, as far as that goes, like I like him. You know what I mean? We had our differences on the show, clashed a little, but he's not a bad guy. You know, he's just somebody's got to be the heel. You know, somebody's got to be the MMA heel. You can't. Everybody can't. He's a good guy, and they've pegged him as the bad guy.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, yeah. I've actually got somebody calling now. They might be calling to listen. They might call in a question. I'm gonna go ahead and shoot to them real fast before I jump to my next question.
Yeah, man.
Caller, man, you're on. Who we got?
Hey, caller, we're looking for you.
Are you there? All right, man. Well, maybe they might just be like it might be Robbie Collum listening in to see if you're gonna talk about him. So who knows?
Yeah,
it was 9-1-2.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm.
It's probably a cute girl. You know. Hey.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It was 9-1-2. I was like, man, that's where I'm from, so I know that's got to be around your
way.
Yeah,
I hope somebody comes on the radio to tell me they're pregnant with my child. Good God.
Yeah.
And watch out for those.
Well, listen, that's why I've actually this is all a setup. I'm actually Maury Povich, and I've got some news for you, Steve.
Oh, man.
You have to be
your child. I hope that's what you're going to say. Yeah.
Yeah. So, man, listen, one of the things I definitely, you know, being such a big fan of Southeast MMA and being involved in it like I am, and especially with Conflict in this card in particular, this main event is very, very electrifying, man. It's a lot of people talking about it. Obviously, you know, the Meminger Auditorium is sold out. One of the things that I wanted to ask, because this is just a question I love to ask everybody, you know, everybody has such unique answers. Is in this fight, what do you feel like? Everyone always looks for a challenge. In this particular fight, what are you looking to, I guess, find out about yourself on February 21st?
To be honest with you, like this is just I'm pouring coal on the fire. February 21st is a lead up to the fight after that, and I'm in no way looking past Jason Hicks. Because he's a tough kid, but my career is like February 21st is like a, it's kind of like I said, just a restart, you know. Like I'm looking forward to getting back in there. It's been a while. Like I said, the training, you know, my training is different now. Like I'm surrounded by motivated people that you know are here and want to see me win, and it's a good feeling, you know, a good feeling to have a good team around me and. That's what I'm looking forward to is just getting back at it. You know, I'm going to try to,
hey, you know,
like, I haven't signed anything yet, but as soon as this one's out of the way, like I'm going to be looking to fight again within the month, you know?
That's fantastic, man. That's great. It's got to have it's got to be great to, you know, have those studs around you that are coming up. And really those guys are doing very, very well. I mean, for especially, you know, a guy like Robbie, who I've interviewed a couple of times and even, you know, talked to outside of fighting, and, you know, his exposure and experience to MMA as a whole compared to what he's been able to accomplish so far is pretty impressive. So, I mean, that's got to also be, a strong motivation. And also to come into this card kind of in a team mentality, you know, you've got, there's a couple of you guys coming together, and that's also got to be pretty awesome to have that.
Oh, we got a
pod there.
Man.
On
bringing the Warhammer.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we got a good crew fighting, man. I got a good crew of guys fighting. It's like I said, we're building a nice strong team, man. And these guys are. I've got a good few more years in me. You know, I'll probably stick it out till I'm 35-ish. And when I'm done, I'm going to unleash these kids on the world. They're already unleashed on the world, but then when I have 100% time that I can just put into them, like now it's kind of turned into my fight camp too. You know, it's kind of a little being a little exactly. them, but then when it's just them, like I'm going to go ahead and say I feel sorry for 135ers and 145ers that get in their way because these kids are going to be superstars. Like I've got
absolutely.
Him, Jason. I've got me some, man, I'm the luckiest guy on the planet right now is the way I feel. I'm building me a little MMA family. They're talented. They work hard. They're good people. Like, I can't wait to see how far they get, you know?
I agree 100%.
I can't wait to see it happen.
I definitely enjoy watching them rise through. They're also great. I probably interviewed all those guys. They all have that really positive mindset. They get out there and get it, and it's all positivity. And you know, I really like that coming into Conflict 24. You know, this card has serious matchups. You know, Conflict. You know, they're not really like a can fight kind of a organization, man. You know, so all these guys have such legitimate fights ahead of them. On all sides of the table, that this man, this card is just like I know for me as a person, it's been like the slowest month of all time trying to get here. So that excitement level is so huge. How is got to ask this question? Of course, you know, we're talking about changing up the way that we train and get ready and stuff. How's the weight cut and all that stuff for the fight? I know we've not super mega close, but How's that looking?
Yeah, it's going to go well. This is, man, I've been doing this for so long. I've 10 professional MMA fights, one professional boxing match, 11, 15, 20 amateur boxing and MMA fights. Like, I've been doing this for a long time. I make weight. It's not a big deal. That's, like I said, I don't even, much as everybody's like, a lot of guys blow it up. Like, weight cutting is a bit, you know, it's as much as a fight, blah, blah. Shut up, we're fighters. You know what I mean? It's really like I don't like. It's a bunch of filler garbage, man. Like it's people struggle with it, and fight with it. Myself personally, like that's not even it's a non-issue to me. Like I'll make weight, and then I'm gonna fight. That's the issue. That's what.
Yeah. There's where it begins. That's awesome, man. I like that outlook. I always like to see people who, you know, are taking it. Some of these guys that I meet before, they're like 4 days out still eating McDonald's and stuff. So that's always great. The show, man, of course, every time we come on, obviously, first off, thank you so much for your time, man, especially when you guys got a fight coming up. But we always like to let our guests have a moment of the floor, let us know about any family, friends, sponsors helping you get ready for the fight, some badass, Xbox One game that you're on that we all need to come and join your tribe. Whatever it is, I'm trying to hear it.
Yeah, man, like I said, easy enough. Savannah Combat Club, that's my gym. You know, that's the hub. It's given me an opportunity to, sounds crazy that I look at my gym like it's a separate entity from me. It is a separate entity from me. Honestly, you seen the movie I, Robot? How the big machine was running everything. That's how I feel about my gym. It's like the gym really runs everything. It takes all my money. I have to clear it when I buy new equipment. I got to clear it with the gym. So I'm just glad the gym is letting me train and fight. You know, thank you, Savannah Combat Club. Judgment Day Boxing out in Rincon, you know, those guys have been giving me good work. That's like I said, that's where I picked up Robbie and them. So, you know, that's super cool. USA Eagle hooking me up with some clothes. I'm really excited about that. You're going to see me in some super sexy fight shorts and nice shirts. I'll probably have a few there at the show if anybody wants to pick one up. X-Out Ammo. Some of my guys here in town, xoutammo.com. You can go there. The guy, custom ammo, good prices. One of my personal training clients deals. I've been blessed, man. They've helped me out so much. We also, with the same gentleman, partner with the Starfish Project. We're spreading seeds of good stuff. I don't know if you've been following what I'm doing on Facebook, man, but I'm as much about social reform And you know, as I am about fighting, you know, I opened a boxing gym in the ghetto. I'm downtown Savannah. Like, that's I'm here for the people. Like, it sounds kind of cheesy, but like I'm looking at some 2015 Samurai Warrior stuff. You know, we got a code we got to live by, and trying to change the world along with beat people up for money. 69 East karaoke bar I work for. Good food, man. She's been taking care of me. Shot me a little bit of cash to help with the medicals and stuff. So, you know, just glad to have them on. Kids helping me out with Wolfpack here in Savannah, bike group I ride with. You know, they helped me out with a lot of the stuff with getting food out to the homeless. You know, we took some socks, some gloves, and some food out a while back. You know, I had 30 guys strong. We're out making sure that people aren't cold at night. You know, it's bad enough they're sleeping in outside. So those guys are a blessing. You know, good family. Like I said, man, everybody that's chipped in on this, Rob Collum helping put it all together, you know, getting me off my butt. You know, I was laughing when I talked to Jared. I was like, I can't even take a fight. I got holes in all my running shoes, man. And it wasn't a few days later, those guys got together and got me a nice pair of running shoes, man. I started beating the streets. So I'm just blessed, man. I got an awesome team around me. Savannah is treating me really well right now. You know, I got a good family here, good home, so I can't. You know, there's no reason to not succeed in everything we do. You know, so I'm just thankful to have all those folks. Jared giving me an opportunity to fight. You know, this is he does an awesome job. I've been to a lot of his shows, cornered some, you know, Robbie, Jason, and I'm just looking forward to getting back in there myself personally and mixing it up. You for having me on. That's about it for me, man. Just Hopefully I didn't miss anybody.
Man, listen, I know that we were very excited to have you on the show, and of course more so about this fight and this card. Everybody that's a piece of this, it's just been such a stellar event. I really feel like not only are our fighters out there being reignited with that passion for MMA, but I think Charleston, the city itself, which is a MMA place, is really starting to reignite as well. And I think I can't think of a better way to kick it off than a kick-ass headliner like this one we got here, man. So thank you so much for giving us this fight and also your time today on the show, man.
Hey, man, my pleasure.
Absolutely.
Oh, the fans. We didn't thank the fans. Thank you, guys. If it wasn't for you guys, I would not be able to fight people for money, and I would have to get a regular job. Thank you very much.
Thank you, fans. Thank you, fans, so that Steven doesn't have to have a
real
job.
Thank you. If you bought a ticket, thank you so much. Because I'm not trying to get a real job anytime soon.
That's what I'm talking about. Listen, man, we're here on War of the Words, anyone with the big fish, man. Listen, hey, I appreciate your time so much. Thank you for coming on, and I'm sure we'll connect as we get up on fight week, and more than anything, I look forward to seeing you at the show.
Sounds good, man.
All right, absolutely, man. Thank you so much, and you have yourself one hell of a day, brother.
You do the same.
All right, there we go. War of the Words, number 81, man. If you're just tuning in here at the end, we just had on Stephen Bass talking to us about this epic Hicks versus Bass main event, Conflict 24, on February 21st, inside the Memminger Auditorium in Charleston, man. Sold out. I can't say that you can get in, but maybe try. You might even just put your ear up to the wall and hear the badassery going on inside. It's going to be a great card. Make sure to check it out. On behalf of myself, War of the Words, Conflict, everybody in between, MMA FNL, we're out of here. War of the Words 81 in the books.